choose the man you want, then go stand by. Finally sadistic. Well, I'll bet I could fry an egg on your head right now if I wanted to. No, kiddo. I'd like to believe you're aware enough, even now, know that there's nothing sadistic in my actions. Well, maybe towards those other jokers. But not you. No, kiddo. At this moment, this is me and my most masochistic.
Bill, it's your baby.
Thank you.
and rock me, baby. Baby, rock me all night long.
Standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stands, you probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
Mr. Lundegaard, sorry to bother you again. Can I come in?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of busy here.
I understand. I'll keep it real short then. I'm on my way out of town, but I was wondering, do you mind if I sit down? Carrying a bit of a load here.
No,
Yeah, it's this vehicle I asked you about yesterday. I was just wondering.
Yeah, like I told you, we haven't had any vehicles go missing.
Okay. Are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know? Because, see, the crime I'm investigating, the perpetrators were driving a car with dealer plates, and they called someone who works here, so it'd be quite a coincidence if they weren't, you know, connected.
Yeah, I see.
So, how do you... Have you done any kind of inventory recently?
The car's not from our lot, ma'am.
But how do you know that for sure without doing a...
Well, I would know. I'm the executive sales manager.
Yeah, but I understand.
We run a pretty tight ship here.
I know, but... Well, how do they establish that, sir? I mean, are the cars counted daily, or what kind of a routine here?
Ma'am, I answered your question.
I'm sorry, sir?
Ma'am, I answered your question. I answered the darn... I'm cooperating here, and there's no,
Sir, you have no call to get snippy with me. I'm just doing my job here.
I'm not arguing here. I'm cooperating. And there's no... We're doing all we can.
Sir, could I talk to Mr. Gustafson? Mr. Lundegaard.
Well, heck, if you want to play games here, I'm working with you on this thing here, but... Okay. I'll do a damn luck count.
Sir, right now?
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'. So damn important to you.
I'm sorry, sir.
Ah, what the Christ.
You can see even that bitch shit's a tamper. In the digging that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete in. And can freak fit that pump with the peep in. You know what your bitch become when her weeping. I just wanna sip that punch with your peeps in. Sit in that lunch if you're treating. Kick it with your bitch who come from Parisian. She know where to get my thumb in the season. Now she wanna lick my plum in the evening. And flip that tongue to deepen. I guess that can't get any in. I guess that can't get any in. I guess that can't get any in. I guess that can't get any in.
I'm the uptown, hey nigga, you know what's up or don't you? Worker who made ya? I'm a rude bitch, nigga, what are you made up of? I'ma eat your food up, boo, I could bust your eight. I'ma do one, two, fuck it, gun do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga, bet you do want to. Fuck, fuck em like you do want to. Come, you gated, cause it's covered, I'm a 2-1 deuce. Cock a lickin' in the water by the blue bayou. Caught the warm goose, and you do-rag too, son. Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude, plus your bitch might flick it. Wonder who let you come to 1-2. What you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better ooh run run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up, tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum, nigga, you know you were 2-1s. Bitch, I'm about to blue up too. I'm the 1-2 day, I'm the new ship boo. Young Rapunzel, who are you, bitch, new lunch? I'ma ruin you, plant.
Fuck your gun too. When your goons sprayed up, bet this bitch won't get a match. You won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like a boo, won't you? Cock the gun too, where you do eat doom, hun? I'm fucking with your cutie cue. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run to? Where do you wake up? Tell you bitch, keep hating, I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face, but you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you, cunt.
What you want to when I appear?
Today, one of these lucky contestants will win his or her weight in fish right here on
Wheel of Fish!
Okay, let's play the game. We start with yesterday's winner, Miss Phyllis Weaver. Are you ready, Weaver?
I sure am, Cooney.
Okay, you get over there and spin the Wheel of Fish. Go ahead! Give it a big spin! A red snapper! It's very tasty! Okay, Weaver, listen carefully. You can hold on to your red snapper. Oh, you can go for what's in the box that Hiro-san is bringing down the aisle right now! What's it gonna be?
I'll take the box! The box!
You took the box! Let's see what's in the box! Nothing! Absolutely nothing! Stupid! You're so stupid!
There's something weird in the fridge today. I don't know what it is. Food I can't recognize. My roommate won't throw a thing away. I guess it's probably his. It looks like it's alive. Yeah. And living in the fridge. 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 There's something gross in the fridge today. It's green and growing hair. It's been there since July. If you can name the object in that baggie over there, then mister, you're a better man than I. Oh, it's living in the fridge.
You can't stop the mold from growing.
Living in the fridge.
Can't tell what it is at all.
Tell me, do you think it should be carbon dating?
We welcome you back to WCW Monday Nitro Live. This has been a wild night. The opening of the program, if you missed it, the NWO comes out fresh on the heels of the beating they gave Sting 1 week ago, bringing out Rick Rude. That combined with the fact that Bret Hart allegedly has joined the NWO makes this organization more powerful, stronger than ever before. And that, fans, if you... Oh, my
God. Hey, listen, ripoff! What do you want? You here to get Scott Hall signed up? Bischoff goes down and changes his diaper. Scott Hall's not man enough to get back up here.
Enough already.
This was a plan. I mean, it is.
Oh, not again.
It's so easy to beat a man being held.
Tony, you talked about that uneasy feeling.
Winner, buddy!
This just compounds the situation. Larry Zbyszko is in serious trouble.
For Pete's sake, leave the man alone.
Yes.
We need to.
Aren't they proud?
Bobby Heenan, who was preparing to begin our second hour with us, and we were going to do that at the conclusion of this next matchup. Bobby, I know you're not expecting to be here, but can we at least get him some help?
Some of the guys from WCW get out here.
No. Forget that. I mean, let's get some
medical help.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let's get out here to get the NWO off him. Paramedics aren't going to stop this.
All right, our trainers come out and...
unbelievable.
What's fucking unbelievable?
Are you talking to me?
He pauses, even though he should just hit the cunt. And he repeats, yes, I am talking to you. What's fucking unbelievable?
Well, I'll tell you what's fucking unbelievable, shall I? Blowing cigarette smoke straight into myself and my girlfriend's face. That's fucking unbelievable.
This is the smoking section.
I don't care if it's the smoking section, right? She directed it right in my face, man. I don't want to die just because of your fucking arrogance.
Uh-huh. Isn't that what the Vietnamese used to say?
Vietnamese? What are you talking about, the Vietnamese? That statement makes no fucking sense at all.
Yes, it does. The Vietnamese.
Well, saying it over and over ain't gonna make any more sense out of it. How does the Vietnamese have any relevance whatsoever to myself and my girlfriend having to breathe your friend's cigarette smoke? Tell me how saying...
That's for John Lennon, you Yankee fucking cunt. A bottle! Now, don't bother.
We'll be right back. We both have our codes, Vanya. Yours, one of the state. Mine, one of thieves. We both respect courage. We even hold our own lives in contempt.
You have contempt for all life.
You don't, huh?
You killed my friend.
You killed my brother.
Your brother was criminal.
A dead man is a dead man. After 70 years, the doors begin to open in Moscow. The first taste of freedom will be cut with cocaine. Any country that can survive Stalin can certainly handle a little dope. I think you should come off your high horse, Capitan, and start to talk business. You have my key. I need it quite badly. I'm willing to pay for it generously, more than you can make in 10 years.
I do not sell drugs.
Foolish. You are so foolish. I thought you might be more reasonable. Money has a way of doing that to a man, but no. I don't think so. Not with you. You are one of those kinds of Soviets that only look forward to death. I know you well, Vanya. Without me, you don't even exist.
Stop wasting time.
We'll be right back.
I joined the Navy. Heard they had better food. Cook school. That did it.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Oh, you don't want to hear about that. They lined us up in front of 100 yards of prime rib. All of us, you know, lined up looking at it. Magnificent meat. Really. Beautifully marbled. Magnifique. Next thing, they're throwing the meat into these big cauldrons. All of it. Boiling it. I looked inside, man, it was turning gray. I couldn't fucking believe that one. That's when I applied for radioman school, but then they gave me the engine mechanic.
Never get out of the boat. Absolutely goddamn right. Unless you were going all the way. Kurtz got off the boat. He split from the whole fucking program.
Don't lose your head.
He won't.